Srila Prabhupada has instituted the wonderful system of having Bhagavatam every morning. So today we have Shivas Thakur's appearance day. And I looked for a verse in the Bhagavatam if there is some verse where Shivas Thakur is mentioned somewhere in the purports. Of course, Srila Prabhupada gives a little Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning of his Bhagavatam, in the first canto. But in the purports, we have one verse in the 12th canto. Because the Bhagavatam ends with glorification of Nam Sankirtan. So in the 12th chapter of 12th canto, there is one verse which glorifies the holy name. There are similar verses in other places of the Bhagavatam. The statement from this verse is repeated in the 5th canto. You can find something very similar in some other cantos. This is the verse of mercy, which also is very characteristic of Shivas Thakur. He is extremely merciful. So let us chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Patitas kalitas charta.
Patitas kalitas charta.
Kshutva vivasho grinan. Haraye namaityuchair. Muchyate sarva pataka. Patitas kalitas charta. Kshutva va vivasho grinan. Haraye namaityuchair. Muchyate sarva pataka. Patitas kalitas charta. Kshutva vivasho grinam. Haraye nama ityuchair. Haraye nama ityuchair. Muchyate sarva pataka.
Sarva pataka.
Next, please. Patitas kalitas charta. Kshutva va vivasho grinan. Haraye nama ityuchair. Muchyate sarva pataka. Patitas kalitas charta. Kshutva va vivasho grinan. Haraye nama ityuchair. Muchyate sarva pataka. Patitas kalitas charta. Kshutva va vivasho grinan. Mataji, please.
Bhaktidas Karitas Charta Sutava Vishogrina Haraye Nama Ityuchaya Munchyate Sarvapataka Paditas Karitas Charta Sutava Vishogrina Haraye Nama Ityuchaya Muchete Sala Pataka Aditas Kalitas Charta Krutava Vyashogrinam Ayamama Ityucha Muchete Sala Pataka Atitas Kalitas Charta Krutava Vyashogrinam Hare Nama Ityucha Muchete Sarvapatakam.
You know that Srila Prabhupada started this in Japan, this chanting of verses. Somewhere around 1972, I think, if I'm correct. And Burijan Prabhu says he was there. He says, so the idea was that everybody chanted, and the idea was that people learn the verse by heart by the end of this repetition. And so that people learn the whole Bhagavatam by heart. And before that, they would chant the chapter from the beginning to this place. This is a good verse to learn. This is a beautiful glorification of the Holy Name. Patita, falling. Skalita, tripping. do you have, dirsati, yes? Dirsati. You have something skull. Sklizni, you have, yeah? Something similar, right? Okay. So this is, you can see the root is still there. Skalita, it means like. You didn't expect it and it happened. Cha, and. Arta, feeling pain. Ever happens to you? Krutva, sneezing. Va. So when such things happen to us, what we are supposed to do? Vivasha, involuntarily. In other places it says automatically. Grinan, chanting. Haraye Namaha. Obeisances to Lord Hari. Or just Krishna. Hari. Itim. Thus. Uchai. Loudly. Muchyate. One is freed. Sarvapatakad. From all sinful reactions. So patan means fall, and pataka means something that drags one down, that makes one fall. So it's a sin, or it means any trouble or obstacle which drags a person down. So translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. If when falling, slipping, feeling pain, or sneezing, one involuntarily cries out in a loud voice. By the way, yawning is also mentioned in some places. In the fifth canto, yawning is mentioned. Oh, Krishna Govinda. cries out in a loud voice, obeisances to Lord Hari. One will be automatically freed from all his sinful reactions. Purport. This purport is just one sentence, so don't get prepared for a relaxing long reading. I'll have relaxing long talking, so then you can... Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains that Lord Sri Chaitanya is always loudly chanting the song Haraye Nama Krishna in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. And that this same Lord Chaitanya will free us from our materialistic enjoying propensity if we also loudly chant the glories of the Supreme Lord Hari. Patitas karitas charatak shutva viva shogrinan haraye namaityu chairamuchyate sarva patakad. If, when falling, sleeping, feeling pain or sneezing, one involuntarily cries out in a loud voice, obeisances to Lord Hari, one will be automatically freed from all his sinful reactions. Hari Hari, Krishna Krishna. Om agyanate miranda sekanandana shalaka chakshurun miritam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. Akanda manalakaram vyapta yena characharam tatpadam darshitam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. Vancha kalpatarubhyas cha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Yasya prasada dhagyo pi sadhyak sarvagyatam vrajet sa shi chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidato. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, be merciful unto me, because by his grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in 1 second. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. There was a study on people who lost their ability to speak. Sometimes they have some damage in the brain, and they cannot talk. They cannot express. Apparently, there are different centers in the brain. So, like, some people could be able to write. They could express their thoughts in writing, but they wouldn't be able to say even one word. They cannot speak even one word. So the speech center was affected, so they couldn't. However, when they fell, slipped, sneezed, or felt pain, they could still curse. They could still swear, exclaim, you know, some bad word. Even though no other word they could say. But these words they could say. So it turns out that these exclamations rooted in a different area of the brain. And they are connected to some more it's called here vivasho, involuntary or automatic or natural reactions. So Jiva Goswami says if somebody dies and says the name of the Lord, then such chanting is offenseless. Because if you chant in these moments, it means that for you the name of Krishna is not something artificial or just the party line, you know, the doctrine of our group, but it's your nature, part of your brain wiring, basically, right? It means, I mean, deeper than brain wiring, part of your, it's really deep in your heart. Like, today I had the same trouble I mentioned to some of you a couple of days ago. Against some thing came to choke me in my dream right before, actually when I had to wake up, it was before my alarm clock, but I had this nightmare that something holds me and I cannot move, and I'm trying, and the only thing I could do is breathe, and by the power of my will and this and that, somehow or other I got out. I got up, I was really dazed and I couldn't understand what's happening, and then that's when I and then I realized, yes, then I realized, wow, this is already time to to get up. And then it struck me again, I forgot. I didn't turn to Krishna. I didn't, you know, the first thing we should do all things that we can do. But before that, I should say, Krishna, Hari, before that, or with that, this is the main thing. So Krishna, I hope I will one day be able to see Krishna as the first shelter, and that it comes out automatically, as this is described here, Vivasho. In South India, one devotee, Vanamani Gopal, says that in South India, they say that that Krishna has, like, you know, we have our names, and there is in initials. Yes, we have initials, you know, before the name, like A.C. Bhaktivedanta, you say, yes? A.C. is the initials of Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada. So in South India they say that Hach is the initial of Krishna. Because in South India, regardless of their denomination where they belong, when they sneeze, they say Krishna. So therefore they say that Hach, that's their name for Achi. You know, that's how they say Achi. So then they immediately say Krishna. Even we see that in many countries they say God bless you. Yes, you still remember God. Somehow something percolated, something, you know, reached a little bit even these places, that okay, we have to remember God in every situation. So they say Hach Krishna. They remember Krishna. So in this purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he immediately connects this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, which started in Shivas Thakur's courtyard. So Shivas Thakur's courtyard, this is the most glorious place in the universe. This is where there was an ocean of rasa. So this is where devotees, they couldn't stop day and night. They were absorbed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, in Antelila 9:2, there is a very beautiful verse. Aganya dhanya chaitanya jananam premavanyaya ninye dhanya janaswanta marushvashvadanupatam. Which means that this aganya dhanya, aganya means we cannot count. Dhanya means very glorious and fortunate and rich. Chaitanya Gana. Chaitanya Gana. The people of Chaitanya. People of Chaitanya. So these countless wealthy people of Chaitanya, what do? They prema vanyaya, they create a flood. They create a flood. Nimye, how? They anupatam, they bring prema vanya, they bring the flood of love to inundate Maruch, the desert of the hearts, Svanta Maruch, the desert of the heart of Adhanya Jana, of unfortunate people. So people who are unfortunate, they are getting, or poor, Adhanya means also poor, who are unfortunate, they are, why they are unfortunate? Because these people have a desert in the heart, you know, like some people have a garden. Some of you have a garden with beautiful birds and beautiful jewels, yes, and you share them. Some people have a desert. Okay, desert also has something in it, but if you happen, you know, to be in a desert, then usually you die, right? That's one of the places where people die pretty quick if they don't find help. And so it can soak in so much water. Desert, you know, you can put so much water, it just soaks in. But if you have a real flood, Shashvat Anupatam, and it keeps coming, doesn't stop, it keeps coming, then Adhanya becomes Dhanya. Yes? Unfortunate becomes fortunate. This is also oftentimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita described. Unfortunate can become fortunate. So I feel that I'm in the right place. I got very fortunately just in the right place, in the company of very generous people who are spreading the flood of love. So Shivas Thakur, he was the one who started that flood. And in Adilila there is a description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the gardener. So he grows fruits. And who does he look for? Which assistance he is looking for? Do you remember? Jai Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Nityananda, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. What assistance is he looking for? Distributors, yes. He is looking for distributors of the fruits. So we are all supposed to be fruit sellers. So he says, I got so many fruits that I cannot sell them myself. Sometimes you can see that, like, I don't know, probably here also, in Germany, you go near some field and there is a sign that you can come and collect your strawberries, you can eat as much as you want on spot, and then you pay just some very little price for the box of strawberries that you collected, much cheaper than and they are, you know, like right from the spot. So because they have more strawberries than they have workforce, yes, so they are ready to, and sometimes people invite just to, you know, to get some fruits and eat so they are not lost. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's inviting all of us. He says, I've got so many fruits, I don't know what to do with them. You know, I know what to do with them, but I need help. So We are flooding, we are supposed to be flooding people not even just with the flood, with the shower, but with fruits. So we go to the desert and we flood people with fruits. Fruits like our well-known Slovenian veteran raw food. There is a word for that, crudivore. Crudivore. I found the very first president of Ukraine in 1918, he wrote a book that we should all become crudivores. He was a philosopher, so he's, and I was, it's the first time I found that word, but it means raw food. Eat raw food. And he gave many arguments. So our Slovenian veteran crudivore, because you know there are herbivores, vegetarians, carnivores, meat eaters, omnivores, everything eaters, and crudivores, raw food eaters, yeah? Raw plant eaters. So I don't know if you all know, he not only doesn't eat cooked food, he also doesn't drink water. He just eats fruits. And fruits have everything. And no problem, he's one of the healthiest people in Slovenia. So we distribute, we are supposed to be distributing fruits. And Shivas Thakur, this was Shivas Thakur's mood. Of course, it started in a very secret way. That was the closed club, membership only by invitation. Yes, that you can get in only by invitation, no other way. And some people were very disturbed by that. But that was the beginning. You know, they had to start the flood. So that was in Shivas Thakur's house. You can still go there, Shivas Angam. this is a hidden, very hidden place in Vrindavan. From this Navadvip Parikrama Dir. Sorry, Mayapur, yes. But it's hidden Vrindavan. And yes, it's Gupta. And you remember from this Navadvip Parikrama, this Shiva Sangam, is it Rasasthali? Yoga Pit? Rasasthali? I think the Pujari told me once there. I don't know. So it's a hidden, very, very special place in Mayapur. And I chanted Prahlad Narisimha today because Narisimha was the deity of Shivas Thakur. And you can still find that deity there. Shivas Thakur had Narisimha deity. He was worshipping. and this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once manifested Narisimha form to Shivas Thakur. Because Shivas Thakur was chanting the names. I think he was chanting Vishnu Sahasranam. And when he came to Narisimha, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he showed that, okay, you're calling me, I'm here. Because he was worshipping Narisimha. Although in his other form, Shivas Thakur is, you know the Swarup of Shivas Thakur in other Leelas of Krishna? Narada Muni, yes, Narada Muni. You know the Mula Swarup in Vrindavan, who is Shivas Thakur? Who is Narada Muni in Vrindavan? Anybody knows? Who is a Brahmana in Vrindavan? Huh? Madhumangal, yes. Yeah. He, very, very humorous. Very humorous. So Shivas Thakur was also known for his humor. So I think it's very fitting that Sridhar Maharaj chose this day to go away. Because Shivas Thakur He is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as a very humorous person. He was joking when he came to Jagannath Puri. There is a festival when Jagannath is going to Gupta Vrindavan, hidden Vrindavan, Gundicha temple. And he goes there, so that's Rathayatra. Rathayatra is the process of bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra, from any other of his pastimes, to Vrindavan, so there is Vrindavan mood, mood of pure, unadulterated, unmixed sweetness. Vrindavan mood. So this is done in Jagannath Puri every year. This is the Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. But when this is also the time when you can when everybody can see Jagannath, even those who are not allowed inside, and even Westerners. He stays there outside on the chariots, sometimes for a few days, and many devotees climb up, and they can even, you know, have very close darshan, can even touch. I was embarrassed to climb Jagannath's and Balaram's chariot. I climbed Subhadra's. I thought, she's a lady, she will be kinder to me. So so I climbed Subhadra Devi's chariot. And then he is brought into, and I had a chance to touch the deity. And then they are brought into the Gundicha Mandir. And then he just stays there. He doesn't come back. You know, he's in Vrindavan. He doesn't come back. So then there is Hara Panchami, Lakshmi Devi. She says, what is this? This husband, you know, he's going somewhere and he's not coming back anymore. Like in that joke, you know, that the guy comes home and the wife chastises him and shows, you know, the clock. You see the clock, and he says, "Why don't show me the clock?" When my father came back home, my mother was showing him the calendar. So Lakshmi Devi goes and shows the calendar to Krishna. Says, time. How? Where are you? We were just going for a short excursion, islet, picnic, Ausflug, and then, you know, where you're stuck there. So she goes with great pomp, you know, with a band, with many servants, palanquins and umbrellas, and her servants beat up the servants of Jagannath. So all the devotees, they watch this and laugh. And Shivas Thakur, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, he, being very humorous, he tells Swarup Damodara, just see, you know, you are a Vrindavan bhakta. What do you have in Vrindavan? You know, bushes, forest, you know, grass. Look at my goddess, Lakshmi. Look, she is a real woman, you know. She is really very, she knows what she needs. She knows what's to be done. And she's so opulent that nothing can come. You can see how opulent is her Hara Panchami festival. So that was his humorous challenge to Swarup Damodar, secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, we then have the reply. Swarup Damodar starts quoting Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vriteshu surabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasrata satasambrama sevyamanam govindamani purusham tamaham bhajami, and many other verses where it says that, look, Shivas, you know, in our Vrindavan, we use wish-fulfilling jewels as stones. We build house with that. The trees there are also the sort, can fulfill all the wishes. And we have not one Lakshmi, we have thousands of Lakshmis who serve our Krishna. But Krishna is so sweet that nobody even notices that. Nobody even pays attention to all this wealth. So that was one example. And there were also in Navadvip, he was part of the drama when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing in a drama. Playing, you remember who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played? All the Shaktis. Yeah. Yogamaya, Lakshmi, Rukmini. And he was playing so well that his mother, Shachi Devi, she was asking, who is this girl? She was, is that your son? No, really? Before that drama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, okay, only Goswamis, those who control their senses, should come. Advaita Acharya says, whoo, I will not see this drama. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started laughing, and he said, okay, I if you don't come, who will I show it to? You know, if you, Advaita, don't come, then who is? If you're not qualified, who is qualified? So then he said, okay, I will bless that everybody will be able to be a Goswami for that drama. So please come. And so they all came. There, and Shivas Thakur also played. Of course, Narada Muni was the favorite role of his. Narada Muni is a very important role for the dramas. He's a trickster and game changer. He can come and do anything. He can change, you know, speed things up, slow things down. This is what he does also in Krishna Lila. So in Mayapur also, when Nimai was playing the role of a scholar, naughty scholar, in Vrindavan he was a naughty boy, then he was a very naughty kshatriya. In Mayapur he was a naughty brahmana, in different ways. He was naughty boy also, teasing the brahmanas. When they didn't allow him to study, why they forbade him to study? Because the elder brother Vishwarup took sannyas. They started discussing his marriage, you know, behind his back, and he heard this. So therefore, one night he just disappeared. So that was big distress for Shachi Mata and for Jagannath Mishra. So Jagannath Mishra says, this all trouble comes from those books. You know, he read too much. He studied too much. He was going to Advaita all the time. They were discussing Bhagavatam and the Gita. And look what happened. So let's stop Nimai. We will not let him study, because he will also take sannyas. So Shachi Devi says, but Jagannath, if he doesn't study, how will he marry? If he's not learned, you know, if he's not educated. By the way, Bhaktisiddhanta Ji, he didn't took the graduation, right? Because he thought if he does graduate, he will be too good a candidate. they will push him too much for getting married. So he didn't finish his college. didn't take the graduation. So Shachimata says, how will he marry if he's not educated? How will he earn his livelihood? And Jagannath says, you stupid woman of a wise brahmana, a stupid daughter of an intelligent brahmana. Look, I am learned. Are we rich? Do we have lots of money? So you can see that some people are very learned and are poor. Other people are completely illiterate, and there are hundreds of millionaires always beating their threshold, always on their threshold trying to, you know, to associate with them and give them money. So everything comes by the Lord's mercy. You know, so we stop the education of Nimai. So they stopped. But Nimai, you know, he came as a brahmana to enjoy these pastimes as a brahmana. So he started doing all kinds of mischief. And he just climbed onto the garbage pile. And Mother Shashi says, what are you doing there? What are you doing in the garbage? He says, Mother, everything is one. And the neighbors came and started laughing, and they said, look, if you... And then when the neighbors came, he said, you don't let me study, so how can I know what's garbage, what's not garbage? You know, what's contaminated, what's pure? This is, you know, that is earth, this is earth, these are pots, everything is clay, you know, everything is one. Actually, this is actually from Upanishads, actually. That one earth, one earth is clay, but everything is earth. So, the neighbor said, come on, look, he's so intelligent, we cannot force our children to study. He wants to study and you don't let him. Then he would go and make mischief in the Ganga, you know, that, you know, some brahmanas are, you know, trying to meditate and, you know, they are Gayatri, you know, they do achaman, they do the, you know, the pranayam, and then the Gayatri, they can do longer, you know, it's like our japa. And they get absorbed, and then as the more they get absorbed and they start meditating on the Lord, and then Nimai dives and swims and pulls them by the leg, you know, just as they focus on the absolute truth. They in a very unexpected way, they fall down, and they prepare some fruits and everything to offer to Shalagram, and he comes and sits and eats it. And when they accuse him, what are you doing, Nimai? He said, well, you called me, you were offering it to me, I came and I ate. They said, Nimai, you don't have any fear of God, you know, this is, what are you doing? So finally, you know, that the neighbors, they convinced, look, just let him study. So then Nimai started studying, and he was a super brilliant scholar. That was his enjoyment. Then his naughtiness expressed itself in playing with logic and words. Yeah, he would stop Mukunda, stop others, and he would defeat anybody in any subject. He would shine with brilliance, and he was really, really just a boy. And Shivas Thakur, he would sometimes tell him, Nimai, you are so intelligent, and you waste your intelligence by not studying Vaishnava Shastra, by not being a Vaishnava. You know, what's the use of your intelligence? It's so lost. So what did Nimai answer? He said, Panditji, Dadu, like uncle, you know, Uncle Panditji. By your mercy, maybe one day I will become a Vaishnava. By your blessings, I will become a Vaishnava. So this is, you know, Advaita called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Shivas Thakur, he was actually giving blessings. Yeah, he's like, okay, yeah, be blessed, be a Vaishnava. Sometimes devotees are afraid of giving blessings, like as if it is, I don't know, they will explode in sulfur fire on the spot if they give somebody a blessing, thinking that this is very proud. But this is actually the mood of the Vaishnavas, to help others in every way. And if necessary, blessings, prayers, wishes are part of it. So, therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Gaya, becoming an ecstatic Vaishnava, he, what did he do? He would steal unwashed clothes of the Vaishnavas, like Shivas Thakur, and he would take and wash them. He would wash the clothes of Shivas Thakur and other Vaishnavas, and then bring back. And the Vaishnavas, they felt very, this is Chaitanya Bhagavat describing this, the Vaishnavas felt very, had mixed feelings. Like Radharani, you know, sometimes it's described, kila kinchita ecstasy, yes, that she has so many feelings mixed together. Love for Krishna, desire to make him happy, and anger, and so it's all mixed together. And so they were, on one side, devotees oftentimes don't like to be served. Oftentimes they don't want, you know, that their clothes are, you know, washed or something like this. I remember Madhav Maharaj, he said that I will never allow anybody to wash my clothes, because I will wash my clothes myself, and then by seeing the black water, I will remember that I am a dirty person, and I'll be able to keep humble. One time I managed to convince him, saying, we have a washing machine here. He was very tired. I need my clothes washed a little better. Okay, you take it then. So they didn't want to be served by... they still haven't realized he's God. But he said, look, how can I become a Vaishnava if I do not serve Vaishnavas? You wanted me to become a Vaishnava, so I must serve the Vaishnavas, and then I will be a Vaishnava. So they were in a dilemma. You know, they wanted Chaitanya Nimai Pandit to become the perfect Vaishnava, and it's true. By serving Vaishnavas, that's how one becomes a Vaishnava. So they, on one side, they were happy, and they wanted to allow him to wash their clothes. On the other side, they felt awkward that he goes and washes their clothes. So they sometimes were experiencing this mixed ecstatic emotions. So Shivas Thakur was one of the Vaishnavas who were blessing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become a devotee. And we can see that fortunately for us, the blessings have worked, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his full Vaishnavata Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. And he is asking us to spread the flood, distribute the fruits. And so today there is a Harinam in Ljubljana. So you remember that this is not, you know, the help that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needs in that garden is not just, you know, that you need to bring fertilizer and paint the trees at the bottom or dig and, you know, cut. And he wants you to give sweet fruits out. So therefore, I remember sometimes in the Harinam, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj, he would sing and then he would turn back to us. So he would not be seen by the people in front, and he would show, smile, guys, smile. Because sometimes, you know, we are, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, chant, chant, why? What are you looking at? Somebody said that, I saw your Harinam, but it looks, I understand you were in ecstasy, but it was a little aggressive ecstasy. So we need to, we are there to make people happy, and which is possible only with Krishna consciousness, with bhakti, with pure bhakti, which is available for everybody. And we can see that this verse, where Bhaktisiddhanta ji mentions Shivas Thakur, says that the holy name is so merciful that even some accidental or improper chanting, it says that even when people laugh at us, Krishna, Krishna, where it was something, somebody was, oh, these drunks, right? They were dancing and Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, yes? They're getting blessings. They're getting blessings. And somebody else was, I think, last time, right? Somebody was chanting Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. So, Madhura, Madhura, Medan Mangala, Mangalanam, Sakalani Gamavali Satpalam, Chit Swarupam, Sakrideva Parigidam, Shadaya, Helayava, Briguvaranaramatram, Tarayet Krishna Nama. Padyavali says that the name of Krishna is sweetness of everything sweet. It's the good fortune of all the good fortune, of all the blessings. And it is the best fruit of the tree of all the wish-fulfilling tree of all the Vedas. And even if you, it's spiritual, and even if you chant it one time, whether with faith or helaya, jokingly or neglectfully. Oh, best of the brahmanas, every human, just by once chanting tarayat, is saved by the holy name of Krishna. And Shivas Thakur in the Panchatattva, the Kadachas of Swarup Damodar, it said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Shivas Thakur is the deity blessing us with Shudanam. Advaita Acharya blesses us with proper Archana Vidhi. And Gadadhar Pandit blesses us with Bhava. Nityananda with prema, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with rasa in our bhakti. So Shivas Thakur can give us this extremely important and rare blessing for Shudanam, pure name. And the mood of Shivas Thakur is generosity. I must remember two more stories. I'm sorry. It's already late. But there's no breakfast, right? There's no breakfast, right? I'm sorry. I must remember. He is so generous that he smuggled. He, Pratihotapiu, he smuggled two people. One is for the modern days, this sounds like a very heroic deed. One was his mother-in-law. I mean, I'm sorry, this is a stereotype joke, but there are some mother-in-laws that which are super, mothers-in-law who are super affectionate to the sons-in-law. So she wanted to get in, and the other one was, even though she was not apparently the, his wife was Malini, Ambika in Vrindavan, the nurse of Krishna. And in on another occasion, he smuggled in who? A brahmachari, yes. So the brahmachari, fruitarian, lacto-fruitarian, lacto-crudivore. Ate only fruits and milk. So it means austere, brahmachari, but not a bhakta. So he brought him in too, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing and dancing, and then he said, I don't feel ecstasy as usual. He says, there's somebody here who does not belong.